Welcome to Danny Johnson's audio program titled The One Thing Stopping You from Achieving Every Goal, Dream, and Desire You've Ever Wanted in Life. As a self-made multimillionaire, Danny knows from personal experience what it takes to succeed in business. In doing so, Danny has become one of the most sought-after success coaches in the world today. Her easy-to-follow, proven success strategies have helped thousands from all walks of life achieve extraordinary results in their businesses and personal lives. Listen now to one of Danny's most dynamic trainings where she uncovers the number one roadblock to your success and how to overcome it.
I want to extend a welcome to all of you who are brand new, just your very first time ever listening to us, wondering why you're here or why the person that invited you even got you on this call. And honestly, that person just cared enough about you to be able to make maybe just a small impact in your life. We do free calls every single week. Really, it's kind of a shot in the arm, a little form of direction to help you have a little bit more hip in your step, a glide in your stride, maybe some direction, some strategies on how to be able to live your life a little easier, a little better, less stress. For those of you that are in business, maybe you're in small business, home-based business, or maybe you're running a large corporation, a doctor, a lawyer, what have you. We have every walk of life that is represented on these calls, as well as songwriters, singers, actors, actresses, movie producers, you name it. They're all represented here on this call, which is awesome. And people from all over the world. And so people join together on this Monday night call really to just move their life one step forward towards their goals. And so the person that got you here just cared enough about your life, your future, your goals. What are you doing to move yourself forward? Now, for some of you, this is your very first time on the call with us. My name is Danny Johnson. And prior to getting started doing these calls and actually starting a business for myself, I started out when I was 19 years old in business, not knowing anything, completely failing the first 6 months, and following the failure, went to a training seminar that really equipped me to be able to go out and do something extraordinary for this girl who grew up on welfare with parents that were drug addicts and through lots of abuse and lots of challenges, and realized that, man, my past doesn't matter. I can step up and do something different. And came out of my first seminar, and I made a tremendous amount of money in a very short period of time. In fact, just about $50,000 in just a few months working, and now I'm 20, 21 years old and completely blowing my mind. Then went out and got married, and the guy that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt. Wound up completely homeless due to a bad choice. Have you ever made one of those? I married a guy on a whim, knowing deep down in my spirit that it was the wrong thing to do, and yet I did it anyway. Have you ever done that? Or maybe the last time you did it was sometime in high school. I've done it too many times to count, and every time I have, it's been a big disaster. Well, this was the biggest disaster of my life up until that point. He wound up taking everything, and I wound up completely homeless. I mean, literally, living, sleeping out of a car, sleeping on beaches, showering in public places. It was horrifying, devastating, debilitating. I lost my honor. I lost self-respect, self-worth. Everything that I had gained and invested in myself the year before, it was gone. After several weeks of living this way and just literally having every excuse in the book, looking at my past and beating myself up and justifying why I was a failure and why I was experimenting with things that I should never have touched, wound up getting upset with myself one day and started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth because of the skills that I had invested into the year before. Now, that's a very important thing to realize, that life takes lots of tips and turns, and, you know, sometimes we get some great gifts and other times we get some real dozers. And in all of that, there's one thing that you can keep for the rest of your life, and that is your skill. Whatever investment you make into your skill, you get to keep for the rest of your life. No one can take that from you. You see, my ex-husband took my money, my credit, dignity, faith, belief, took my dreams, vision, took what I thought was a great future, took all that. I mean, it was stolen out from under me, literally all in one day. But the one thing that he could not steal from me was my skill, the skill that I invested into the year before. And so whatever skill that you've accumulated through life, you just have to know that that's such a blessing because no one can steal that from you. You've got that. You've got experience. You've got skill. You've got ability that you can take into the marketplace, capitalize on it, and be able to turn it for some kind of profit if that's what you choose to do with it. Or you can take that talent, that skill, that ability, and donate it to other people to help other, you know, different foundations or charitable organizations or, you know, the youth or whatever. And so that's what's awesome about our skill is that we take it with us no matter where we're at, what we're doing. You can be dropped out of an airplane and you know that you can take the skill that you have and survive with it, depending, of course, what level of skill that you have. So after being totally homeless for way too long, went and started that business, and I made $250,000 my very first year in business, literally from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, made my first million by the time I was 23. That was by the end of my second year. And so if this young, uneducated cocktail waitress can start a business from the trunk of her car in a payphone booth and become a millionaire within 2 years, then what can you do? You have literally no excuse. I don't care where you're at, what you're doing. I don't care what your past is. You have zero excuses to be able to do the things that you think and that you say that you want to do. And so tonight, I'm going to kind of be, hard on some of you. And for others of you, it's going to be very encouraging because you know you've made it past this particular stumbling block that I'm going to talk about tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about the number one, the absolute number one biggest cause for failure in America today or in human beings, period. The number one cause for failure. I'm going to camp out here for a while because honestly, my heart hurts when I see people, able people, people with a chance, people with an opportunity not follow through or not do it, all because of the number one cause for failure. You see, all of us have 24 hours in a day. We all have a chance to do something with our lives. And you have to ask yourself, why is it that so few do? And so on tonight's call, I'm going to spend the next 50 minutes explaining to you the number one cause for failure in your life, the number one cause in failure in other people's lives. You see, I've been doing training seminars for the last 15 years. I started out in business 16 years ago. For the last 15 years, I've been doing training seminars with a little, you know, little short retirement after I had baby number 5. But for years and years and years, I've trained tens of thousands of people from all over the world. And I've equipped people to do the things that I had done in business. Why? Because I have a heart to do that. I want to see people succeed. Partially because I know where I came from. I came from the worst possible situation that I personally could come from. I know if we compared stories, you know, some of you might have be starting off worse than me. But that story and how bad it is truly really not the issue. What the issue is what are you going to do from here? Where are you going to go from here? What will you accomplish from here? Who will you affect from here? What difference will you make from here? Not only in your life, but in your children's life. Not only in your children's life, but in your spouse's life.